Hi, everybody. Welcome to the wildly popular Saturday Morning Podcast. How do I have this energy on Saturday morning? Well, because I tape it on Friday. All right, RJ Bell in a couple of minutes. First of all, my Blazing Five.
That's a hot one.
Let's blaze it up.
Fire it up.
It's Collins Blazing Five. Packers and Patriots.
Again, this started at Green Bay getting a little more than a touchdown. It's now New England minus five, and I love that number. Let me simplify this. New England's a great home team, especially at night on TV. Green Bay's not a great road team. They're 0-3 this year. In fact, last 7 years, Aaron Rodgers, sub-500 on the road. Just say that out loud. Since week four, the Patriots are first in wins, first in points, first in third down percentage. What does that mean? They'll keep the ball of Aaron Rodgers' hands. By the way, Green Bay is allowing a lot of points. Their best defensive player for Green Bay is a rookie cornerback. I'm going to take the Patriots minus five. 33-26, New England wins.
Chargers at Seahawks.
This will be entertaining. They both kind of run the same offense. I get the Chargers plus one at Seattle. I'm going to take the L.A. Chargers, who lead the NFL, not the Rams. The Chargers lead the NFL in what they call big plays. That's runs over 10 yards or passes over 20. It's not the flashy Rams. The Chargers lead the NFL in that. They call them big plays. The last month, nobody's beaten the Chargers. 28 a game. Plus five turnover differential. The Seahawks are 0-2 against teams with winning records, the Bears and the Rams this year. And again, I think this is one of these really competitive, really fun games, but I get a hyper-aggressive offense and Phillip Rivers having his best year. I think they win this thing late on the road. Weather will not be a factor. It can sometimes in November in Seattle. I'll take the Chargers to go up to Seattle and win 28-23.
Lions at Vikings.
Minnesota minus five at home. Like it? I love it. One of my rules, find a good football team, Vikings, that gets humiliated on national TV. Take them the next week. And they just got smoked by the Saints at home. This is a good football team. It's not Kansas City so far, New England. It's a good football team. Kirk Cousins is having a B-plus year. In fact, he's having his best year. The Vikings defense is still top 10, 12, top 10 in the NFL. And Detroit's weird. Detroit just traded away Golden Tate. How's that going to play in the locker room? When I look at the Vikings, third down percentage, rushing yards, red zone touchdowns allowed, their defense is top five in everything. And again, how does the Golden Tate trade, how does that play in the locker room? It kind of feels like you're mailing in the season. That's what it feels like to me. I'm going to take the Vikings to win comfortably 32-21.
Rams at Saints.
Everybody likes the Saints. Everybody likes the Saints. I'm going Rams minus one. The Saints just came off a wildly emotional revenge television win against Minnesota. Very hard to duplicate that in another week. The Rams were outplayed at home by the Packers for most of that game, if you watched. They may have won. They were outplayed for about 75% of it. Listen, the Rams' offense this year, let's just say they're great at everything. The thing to keep your eye on, they lead the NFL in rushing at 150 yards a game. Here's what travels. Running games travel. I think the Rams could be susceptible to go to a windy Philadelphia in the playoffs. You know, go to a cold northeast city. Have to go to freezing Green Bay. In a dome, on a game they didn't play well but won, I think they're hyper-focused. I'll take the Rams to win the game 30-27.
Titans at Cowboys.
My favorite Blazing Five pick of the week, Titans plus 5.5. I love this. Listen, you can't run on Tennessee. Nobody's run for over 85 yards this year on Tennessee. You can't run on Tennessee. What does it mean? It's going to be Dak's game. Now, Amari Cooper is going to work, I think, but is he going to work in the first game? He's been there 10 days. Tennessee plays real defense. They have an excellent, excellent defense, especially in the red zone. They force you to settle for field goals instead of getting touchdowns. They have the number one ranked red zone defense. And again, this is a low scoring game. It's a number. I love the number. Now, I think Dallas is going to win this game. This is going to be ugly. All Titan games are ugly. They make you kick field goals. They don't give you touchdowns. So I think the Cowboys win 26-23. But I think this is an ugly take. the 5 to 5.5 points, whatever number you can get, with the Tennessee Titans.
All right, before I get to RJ Bell, pregame.com. In sports, there are smart moves and not so smart moves. Don't be dense. Smarts, getting to practice on time. Dense, parking in the coach's spot. Same is true in hiring. Listen, there's a lot of job sites out there. There's a ton of them. You can Google them yourself. A lot of them are just giving you resumes, lots of them, and the wrong ones, not smart. Post a job on ZipRecruiter. First of all, they have matching technology. They'll scan 10,000 resumes, they'll scan. And they're going to find the people with the right experience, education, and skill, and then it actively invites them to apply to your job. So it's not just getting a candidate, it's getting a skilled, qualified, educated candidate fast. That's why ZipRecruiter is rated number one by employers in the U.S. based on Trustpilot rating of hiring sites with at least 1,000 reviews. Okay, right now, my listeners can try it for free. For free. ZipRecruiter.com/Blaze. Blaze and five, get it? ZipRecruiter.com/Blaze. B-L-A-Z-E. Smartest way to hire. Matching technology. ZipRecruiter.com/Blaze. All right, here we go, RJ Bell. Boy, we have had... RJ is the founder of pregame.com. He's got the first ever national network radio show covering sports betting every day, 6 to 7 Eastern, 3 to 4 Pacific. And we've been on fire. I'm going to start with this one. In fact, if I believe right, didn't I have a game last week that you guys hated? Oh, the Jets. You should never doubt me on the Jets, but I don't have that game this week. I kind of like Jets, but I'm going to stay away from it. That's not one of our bets, but I kind of like it. But I'll tell you a game I think my strongest play, the two I like. Number one, Lions at the Vikings, -5. Minnesota, perfect storm. You had revenge-minded New Orleans, comes into town, and let's not forget this. It wasn't a Kirk Cousins issue. It was they couldn't stop New Orleans' issue. Vikings only have to give up 5 after being embarrassed at home. You know, this is my take the team that got humiliated the week before. I'll take Minnesota, lay the 5. What do the wise guys think?
You know, every wise guy here would not agree with me, but I agree, so you're going to get an agreement. Now, the guys that would disagree, we call them the duct tape on the shoe guy because the way they handicapped hasn't worked for about 10 years, so that's the last time they were able to get new shoes. So
Where do you come up with this stuff?
If you actually look, it's true, actually. If you look at it, the Lions are the dog, and they're a pretty good team, so you're thinking, okay, yeah, let's go with the dog. But Minnesota, I believe, is underrated. One, not only did the Saints have revenge last week, but also Minnesota outgained New Orleans by 150 yards.
Yes, they did.
There were essentially 2 defensive touchdowns the Saints benefited from. So Minnesota outplayed them. Number two, I believe the Vikings literally had their season messed up by that Thursday game against the Rams on the road. Why? Because they lost to the Bills looking ahead the Sunday before. How in the heck could that happen? And then they lost by 7 on the road in L.A., which is actually an impressive performance, but it ends up being 2 losses. And here's a reason I don't like the Lions at all right now. They just traded their best wide receiver.
Yeah, what's the message to the locker room?
I agree. It's not only the absence on the field, it's the message to the locker room. From what I hear, reading the beat writers and such, it was a conflict with Coach Patricia. So it might be a good move getting rid of Tate in the long term. It's certainly not a good move this week. So agreement on the Vikings.
Okay, so that was my favorite pick of the week. I'll get to my second one in a second. Let's go to this one. I'm going to take the Rams -1 at the Saints. And it's tough, and New Orleans is good at home. But, boy, New Orleans has played a series of really tough games, and they just played great in a revenge game. And I feel like emotionally, RJ, it's hard to duplicate that. The Rams, meanwhile, were outplayed for big chunks of Green Bay. I think they went into this week of practice and McVay said, listen, we got to get tight here. We did not play well. Whereas the Saints, what could you say if you were Sean Payton? I mean, you just crushed Minnesota. I actually think this feels bigger for the undefeated Rams, and I'm going to take them here. What do the wise guys think?
You're going to get agreement here, and I'm going to say a couple things at the front that's going to sound like it's all Saints, because my first thought Monday, Tuesday was the Saints in this game. Here's why. First off, this is only the third total in NFL history, so the over-under points to be 60 or above. So high-scoring game, obviously expected. Here's the two reasons you could like the Saints and feel good about it, but then I'm going to trump it. Number one, Saints at home, one of the best home fields in the NFL. But when the team has a winning record, when the Saints have a winning record, the crowd is even more enthused. They've won 22 straight games. The Saints, when they've been at home with a winning record, 17-4-1 against the spread. Wow, that sounds great, right? Number two, what's the average fan think of this game? They're saying, wait a minute, undefeated Rams, and I only got to lay one? So if the public's on one side because of that logic, I'm disinclined to be on that side.
Yeah.
So why do I like the Rams? Why do the wise guys like the Rams? It's because the Rams are just so much better. Why? Well, look at that. I know you had them, the Saints, number one in your top 10 this week, yeah. But think about it. Coin flip game against the Ravens. They could have easily lost that one.
Yeah.
Then against Minnesota, we mentioned two turnovers were to their advantage that really swung the whole game. If the Saints had three losses right here, what would the line be?
Eight.
Yeah, so well, no, but it would be up, right, for sure. So to me, it's really driven by the Saints being overrated here. You got agreement on the Rams.
RJ Bell, pregame.com. Pregame, by the way, the exclusive odds provider to the Associated Press. So 2-0 agreement. This is a numbers game. If the Patriots, if this was -7, 7.5 New England, I'd take Green Bay. But Green Bay, what's really interesting, even with Aaron Rodgers, and you'll probably have numbers for this, they're not a great road team. And the number's only -5. I get Foxborough, Brady, Belichick, and it's just, I'm betting a number here. If it was 2.5 to 2 more, I'd probably take Green Bay. I think the game's close, but I'm going to go Patriots -5. What do the wise guys think?
You know, it's one of my favorite sayings, pros bet numbers and recreational bettors bet teams. You've got agreement here.
Wow.
You talked about Green Bay on the road. Let's go back 7 seasons.
Yeah, let's see that.
Aaron Rodgers prime, right? All through these years, yeah. Green Bay on the road, 26-31.
That is unbelievable. Well, that's incredible.
Lambeau's one of the best home fields, right? And they benefit so much from that. Now, the look-ahead line, we talk about this a good bit, which is if you had bet this game a week ago, what would the line have been? The Patriots were 7.5. Now, what's happened to go from 7.5 to 5? Green Bay looked mighty good. Pats didn't look so good on Monday night. Okay, but what about this trade of Ha-Ha Clinton Dix? Pro Football Focus says second best safety in the NFL. Green Bay's not that good on defense anyway. How in the heck can you trade that guy, Colin, and feel like you're being competitive for the Super Bowl? I mean, it just doesn't make sense to me. And I think
also, by the way, the way to stop Gronk, Eric Berry did this with Kansas City, is a great safety. Clinton Dix is a great safety. They're going to move a corner to safety. So that means Gronk, and I think Sony Michel's back, Gronk's going to have a day.
Yeah, and listen, Michel being back is key here. And what I would suggest, if you like the Pats, wait to make sure he's going to play. Because last week they actually had a wide receiver, Patterson, run the ball 10 times. So Sony Michel likely back, as you said, agreement on the Patriots.
All right, Chargers +1 at the Seahawks. I'm going to take the L.A. Chargers here. The Seahawks have done a very good job of limiting turnovers, playing real defense, and running the football. But they've beaten up on a lot of meh. The Chargers' only two losses this year are the Rams and the Chiefs. They're a super hyper-aggressive team over the top. And neither of these teams are giving the ball back. Okay, so this is going to be a cleaner game than it would have been like the Chargers historically. And if you're just laying, if the Chargers don't beat themselves here, I think they have significantly better perimeter players. I'm going to take the Chargers +1 at Seattle. What do the wise guys think?
You've got a disagreement here. Mm. Seattle is just so good at home. But let me ask you a question. You said Chargers 2 losses, KC and Rams. What was their best win, would you say?
Raiders.
I mean, it's the Bills, the 49ers, the Raiders, the Browns, and the Titans.
And by Yeah, no, they lose to the good, they dominate the bad. That's a very fair thing to say.
Now, if you look at Seattle, best home field, I think, in the NFL, last 33 home games that were competitive before the game, meaning Seattle not favored by more than a touchdown, Seattle in those 33 home games have covered 74% of the time.
Wow.
23, 8, and 2 pushes.
I would have liked to have known that before I did this segment. That would have been great.
Seattle's healthy. Their O-line's playing better. In fact, last week, Seattle rushed the ball 42 times, passed the ball 17. Think about that. Fourth straight game, Seattle's run for 155 yards or more. So to me, it's all about home field and the fact this line is below 3. By the way, one tip on the total here. Both teams run the exact same defense. So both quarterbacks practice against this defense all the time. I think this is a shootout likely, but you do have disagreement on your Chargers pick.
All right, my pick of the week, and it is the one that jumped out to me, so I saved it here to the end. Titans plus 5.5 at the Cowboys. Think Dallas may win by a field goal. But listen, even with Amari Cooper off a bye, there are limitations to how much you can learn from a playbook and how much you can get down in 10 days. And the Titan games are ugly. They ugly it up. Dallas wins but doesn't get into the 30s. I just think, again, this is a number. This is going to be kind of an ugly game, which Dallas increasingly is involved in. It does worry me that Sean Lee's back for Dallas, and boy, they're better with him. But I'm just going to take the number here, 5.5 Titans. What do the wise guys think?
Classic pros versus Joes game. Pros agree with you. Titans, Joes on the Cowboys. Let's think about Dallas right now. What's going on internally? Because there's a lot of optimism in the public, but they just fired their offensive line coach.
Yes.
First coach Jason Garrett has fired in his entire tenure. Yeah. That doesn't tell me people's happy inside. Now, a lot of people might say, RJ, wait a minute. The Cowboys are so good at home this season. They're actually plus 20 points per game at home compared to on the road. But that's only one half season. Go back 7 seasons. At home, Dallas is 25-25 straight up. On the road, they're 29-19. So this is a team that's better on the road, points per game and record. But somehow everyone's getting caught up in the short sample size. Also, Vrabel, a really good coach, it seems. He's off a bye. So to me, it really looks like the points, as you said, matter. Low scoring game. The total's only 40.5. The second lowest total of the week.
Yeah, I mean, and another thing, you can't run against Tennessee's defense. So it's going to rely on Dak, and even with Amari, this just has a 23-20 feel to it to me. Because you can't run on the Titans.
Tennessee has not allowed any rusher to gain more than 85 yards this season. You mentioned it. Last thing is that Cooper idea. I think in the midterm even, Cooper's a great addition because they need playmakers, the Cowboys. But week one, I mean, he may be half effective at most. Total agreement on the Titans.
Great stuff. Okay, now we do a bonus pick on Saturday. I throw out one bonus pick. And I think it's a really interesting game. I don't feel – my gut says – here's why I didn't use this in my Blazing 5. I would take the Texans plus 1 at the Broncos because Demaryius Thomas is gone. Texans look great. But the line scared me. And I looked at the line and I thought, God, the Texans, I've watched them. They look so good. Shouldn't this be plus 3, plus 4? It tells me that my instincts are wrong on this. I would have taken the Texans plus 1. I feel like they should be plus 4.5, plus 3.5. So that tells me Vegas is trying to trap me and get me to bet the Texans. So I would have taken them. What do the wise guys think?
So you're saying you think the Texans should have been a clear favorite?
Like a
clear
4.5 point. I was shocked by it. And whenever I feel that, I'm like, okay, Vegas, they're going to try to use, I'm going to be a mark. Because it's a trap game. When I love a game that much, it is a trap game to me.
I agree with you in that I don't want the Texans here. This line actually was Denver favored by 2.5 before the trade of Thomas from Denver to the Texans. Now, is he really worth going from minus 2.5 for Denver down to only minus 1? I don't think so. One key thing only in this game. Houston started the season 0-3. Then they won coin flips, literally coin flips, yes, against the Colts, Cowboys, Bills. Now, you're not supposed to win three straight coin flips.
Yeah.
Then they dominated Jacksonville. Let's give them credit,
yeah,
though Jacksonville is reeling right now. And then they played at home against Miami on a Thursday.
And crushed them.
Yeah, but short week. That was a tough spot for Miami. They had just played two games in the heat at home. So to me, hey, give the Texans credit, but this team could literally have six losses if the coin flips had gone against them. So I'm going to disagree with your first instinct on the Texans. I lean Broncos.
Good stuff. RJ Bell. Pregame.com's his site, at RJ in Vegas. They're the exclusive odds provider to the AP. And he's got a first ever national radio show. And by the way, his podcasts get huge numbers, massive numbers. I know that. You would never say that, but I'll say it publicly. They're incredibly popular.
Well, if I had a drink or two, I might say.
I've said all sorts of things after a cocktail. RJ, I got 4-1 agreement. I don't feel as strongly as other weeks, but I do like the Vikings and I do like the Titans. Great talking to you.
Thank you.